Dr. Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We lift up your precious, powerful, mighty name. We know, Lord, that you have got a desire for each and every one of us to walk in divine health. And we are striving and we're going towards that, and we reclaim it. We confess it, we decree it, and we receive it. We walk in divine health. We come against all that the enemy tries to throw against us, and we stand in righteousness that you have put on our lives, and therefore we can come boldly into the throne of grace and look into our Father's eyes and just say, "Hi, Dad." And he just wraps his arms around each and every one of us. He loves us, and he takes care of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at something we've done in our healing school because we believe that God heals everyone that comes to Him in faith. Every one of His children, healing belongs to you. And we started looking at our thinking and how we have to think. And in James 3:16, the New Living Translation, we saw, "Wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you'll find disorder and evil of every kind," which is not a good thing. You don't want evil around you. Sickness is an evil disease. Sickness is evil. You don't want that near you. And so you've got to get out of that kind of lifestyle of just fighting and arguing and being envious. And so we're picking it up right now at verse 17.
Verse 17, "But the wisdom from above is first of all pure." Amen. The wisdom from above is pure. "It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others." Oh God, did you have to put that in? Just take that out. "Willing to yield to others." Wow. When you're in the middle of that argument, "I yield, you're right." Whoo! But you can, because this comes from God. Now watch here. "It is full of mercy," the wisdom from above, "is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere." Amen. This is a New Living Translation, right? Verse 18, "And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness." You plant seeds of peace and you reap a harvest of righteousness. What is a harvest of righteousness really? If I'm going to reap a harvest of righteousness, what is it? It's conforming to God's will in thought and in deed. I can conform to God's thoughts and to His will. We're going to see something now. And the will of God is the very righteousness of God. And you don't get more righteous than the righteousness of God. That's why He makes us righteous when we get saved. He makes us righteous so that we can get into heaven. Because our righteous works and good deeds, He tells us in Isaiah 64:6, is filthy rags. Stinking rags in His nostrils. Amen? So then righteousness in the person, in a person, is the fruit. The fruit, the result of a seed that was sown in peace. Listen what he says again. "And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness." Yeah. You sow peace, you're sowing seeds of peace, and you will get a harvest on its way. A harvest of righteousness. Amen. And righteousness is in conformity and in perfect line and agreement with God. Amen.
That's right.
Really? Yes. And that's where we're aiming. Every seed sown always produces a harvest. Where there is a seed sown, there is a harvest on its way. So if you plant, and God said this, a seed of peace, you're going to reap a harvest of righteousness. How about that?
Amen.
You know, He says, God gives seed to the sower, supplies bread for your food, and increases the fruits of your righteousness. Amen. He increases the fruits of your righteousness by sowing seed. Sowing seed in your offering. Do you know when you give your offering, you're in conformity to God's will, in alignment with God's will, and He will increase the fruit of your righteousness.
Amen.
Now, we all want to walk better, right? We said it earlier. We want to look and sound and be like Jesus. And we're getting on that road, on that road on a daily basis. Well, if you want to speed it up, sow of your offerings, sow of peace. And you will get harvest of righteousness. And you'll start, you see, Jesus in the middle of the storm, He just stood up and said, peace be still. That's it. Peace be still. Why? Because that was a fruit of righteousness.
Amen.
Oh, come on. A fruit of righteousness can stop the storm.
Amen.
Remember? Because He was the righteousness of God, right? And He just said, peace be still. And that whole storm just into smooth waters.
Amen.
So when you seek peace, wherever you're at, you are sowing a seed of peace. You will reap a harvest of righteousness. I love that. I love that. Amen. Well, you know, if you want to know God's will and then experience the will for God in your own life, it must start with a particular seed sown. I want to know God's will. You know, there's a scripture. Go to Isaiah 55 first. Isaiah 55. Then we're going to go back to 1 Peter. Isaiah 55 verse 8 from the King James says, my thoughts, this is God speaking, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Right? We all know that scripture. The Living Bible says it this way, this plan of mine is not what you would work out, neither are my thoughts the same as yours. And some people try to tell us that we can never know what God wants or what He will do. That is not true. Well, right, yeah, it's saying my thoughts are not your thoughts and neither your ways my ways. In that passage of Scripture, the reason we do not know His ways is because we do not know His thoughts. When you look at that, my thoughts are not your thoughts, so therefore your ways are not my ways. So in other words, that passage is showing us we don't know His thoughts. And that's why we can't know His ways.
Amen.
Remember the Bible says He showed His ways unto Moses and His acts unto the children of Israel.
Amen.
So what He's saying is, because you don't know my thoughts, you don't walk in my ways, right?
Amen.
The plan of mine is not what you would work out, neither are my thoughts the same as yours. Or my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Go back to verse 6. Verse 6 right there in Isaiah. He says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near.
Right.
Then verse 7a says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Amen.
In other words, I've got to stop my thinking. I've got to forsake my way and stop my thinking. Romans 12:2, we all know. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove which is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So now, what I'm saying here is God is saying, my thoughts are not your thoughts, so therefore you can't walk in my ways. You can't walk in healing, you can't walk in prosperity, you can't walk in all the ways I walk. Because your thoughts are not lined up with my thoughts. And people say, well, I can't know God's thoughts. But He says, right there, He says in verse 7, He says that we have got to let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. I've got to get rid of my thoughts that were contrary to God. And then Romans 12:2 says, be you not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, your thoughts. That you may prove which is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So that means I can actually switch the way I think, and I can think like God. Well, how does God think? How does God think? Read the Bible. That's how he thinks. What does God think about healing? His son took our infirmities, so we don't need to. What does he think about getting people saved? If you believe and confess with your mouth and your heart, you shall be saved. What does God think about finances? I will supply your every need. What does God think about peace? My peace I give you, my peace. I know God's thoughts by reading God's word. Because if I want to know God's will, then I've got to read God's will. The Old Testament, old will. New Testament, new will. How many of you have a will written out for your children? Amen. You have a will. It's your will and testament. Is that not so?
Amen.
My will and testament is on paper. God's will and testament is on paper.
Amen.
So I can know God's thoughts. I can know God's thoughts by reading God's word. Because his word is his will. Okay. 1 John 5:14. You ready? This is a confidence that we have in God, that if we ask anything according to his will,
Amen.
He hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the petition of what we have desired from him.
Amen.
This is a confidence that I have, that if I ask anything according to his will, oh, but God's ways are different than my ways. His thoughts are not my thoughts. I can't know his will. That's what the devil wants you to believe. His will is the written word on the paper.
Amen.
His will, don't fall into adultery. That's his will. Should I go for it or shouldn't I? What's the word of God say? What does he want? Read it. It's that simple. It is just that simple. I know God's will by reading what he said. I know it's his will to have me walk in perfect health. I know it's his will that I should be in perfect peace. I know that his will that I should be the head and not the tail. His will is that I should be above and not beneath. His will is that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I know God's will. So when he's saying, your thought, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither of your are your ways my way, saith the Lord, what he's telling us is our ways are not his way because we haven't taken his will and made it our will. Jesus said to him, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. God, Jesus knew God's will. How did he know it? Because it was written all over the Old Testament.
Amen.
In fact, he even read it. He read it when he opened the Bible at Isaiah 61. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to go and do all these things. He knew the will of God. He knew a child would be born. He knew in the government would be upon his shoulders. He knew that it was a virgin birth. He knew all about it. He knew God's will. He knew he'd come riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. He knew it all. That's the will of God. We're doing it this way. He knew it would. He would be baptized because he said to John, when John said, oh, far be it for me to baptize you. He said, do it because we've got to fulfill all righteousness, the will of my Father. And when Jesus got baptized, right there, the first time the people heard him speak about Jesus, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Why is he well pleased? Because he's doing all my will.
Amen.
All my will. And Jesus gave up his godly powers when he left heaven. He didn't have anything more than we've got. Besides, the blood was pure, hence the virgin birth. But he had no extra supernatural ability than what we've got. He used the same Holy Spirit. Listen, Romans 8:11. But if he that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Jesus from the dead will also quicken or bring to life your mortal bodies by his Spirit which dwelleth in you. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the same Spirit that I say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.